Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Adrian Holmes, who plays Uncle Phil in the upcoming Fresh Prince reboot, was involved in a fatal traffic incident on Monday night.
Oh.
So he and two other drivers hit a man who was just lying in the road in downtown LA. The man did die from his injuries. Just very heartbreaking news.
They didn't obviously see him.
No. They said it was too late for them to try to even move out of the way. Alyssa Milano was arrested at a White House protest yesterday. She was demonstrating with the nonprofit People for the American Way. And she says that we need federal law to protect Americans' right to vote.
That was going on pretty regularly. I forget. I think Jane Fonda, but somebody was going down there regularly and they would say, I'm going down to get arrested this week.
I think it was Jane Fonda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a badge of honor for them to get arrested at this protest.
Katie Couric says leaving NBC for CBS back in 2006 was an incredible growth experience for her, but she's not sure if she'd do it again if she had the chance. She said at the time she felt like it was a new challenge and she owed it to womankind, but she doesn't think the country was ready for a female anchor.
Mm.
She's exposing a lot in this book that she just wrote.
I just read that she was doing her own behind-the-scenes investigation of Matt Lauer, like a personal thing she was doing, and she found his behavior abusive.
Interesting. And finally, in Jamie Foxx's new book, Act Like You Got Some Sense, he points out that he does not intend to get married anytime soon. He writes, because I've had two children without being married to their mothers, the subject of marriage has hovered over my head in one way or another for years. I just don't think I'm the marrying type, at least for now. Maybe in a few decades when I'm in a wheelchair and need somebody to push me around and change my diaper. Wow, that lady's really lucky to be at that phase of your life.
Or you could just get a home health care aid, Jamie.
Yeah. TV Tonight, we have The Masked Singer, and I'm really excited for this. The one-hour special, Superstar Robin Williams at 10 p.m. on ABC.
Still eat TV dinners, Allison?
I don't, but I do buy them for Warren.
You do?
Yeah.
Chelsea?
I have not in a long time. I mean, I'll eat like a lean cuisine, but like the TV dinner with like the little brownie in the middle and like fried chicken that was like so fun as a kid, I don't eat those anymore.
You're talking about the Swanson TV dinner.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Hungry Man makes them though.
They do?
It's like 1 pound, but it comes in in all the little compartments.
Their own little compartments, mm-hmm. Right. And sometimes you try to cut a little trail between the, the gravy and the corn. Mm-hmm. I don't care. So I've been on these... not all the time, but I love them. These Marie Callender?
I get chicken pot pies for Warren.
Was that a real woman, Marie Callender?
I want to think that it was. I want to believe
that.
She
looks so nice. She looks like such a nice lady.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll take the cheesy chicken and bacon pot pie Marie Callender. Do you know that thing has 1,000 calories in it, 62 grams of fat, and 1,400 milligrams of sodium in it?
We didn't need
it's
to know
the
that.
Salt that makes things taste so good.
Yeah.
Like, I always say, what is the one thing, if you could just eat it and it be calorie free, could you eat it for life?
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably if it's good, pizza.
Yeah, pizza. I think that's the answer.
Better yet, stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah, but I think you'd get fatigued on that after a while.
No, you won't.
Okay. Nope. Jennifer on Facebook says pizza for sure, where Colette said ice cream. Leslie says French fries. Jenny says chicken wings. I don't know. I like chicken wings, but I don't know if I could
make that your only thing
for life.
Warren eats a lot of hot wings. He gets wings a lot. So, and he likes the traditional. He doesn't like the boneless. You know, he likes the...
Oh, see, I like boneless, but I wonder if included in this, you can switch up the sauce.
Sometimes do barbecue, sometimes do hot.
Yeah, so basically you'd have to say, I want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings for the rest of my life and have anything on the menu, sauce-wise. Mary says chicken Alfredo. Again, Mary, for the rest of your life, calorie-free, it's chicken Alfredo? I would think you'd be so fatigued by day two. Like, imagine waking up chicken Alfredo, lunch chicken Alfredo.
But it's not something that's the only thing you're allowed to eat from here on out. It's just you can have as much as you want of it, and you don't have to worry about the calories.
It's a free food.
It's free.
One free item out of everything?
Correct. All right. Alfredo is No, it's pretty good. High calories. Yeah.
Paula says spaghetti. Randall said a cheeseburger. Julie says chocolate. I feel like chocolate isn't that bad for you, right? Aren't there benefits to it?
Dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Regina says donuts. I know those are not the best for you. Rebecca, nachos. Kathy says bread. Jessica says Chinese food.
The Chinese food, the sodium gets you there too.
Right. Is the MSG? Is there MSG in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but everything says no MSG, so maybe they're not using MSG anymore. By the way, Corey said cotton candy. Like, Corey, that's fine, but I'm thinking to myself...
Is Corey 9?
Yeah, right. How old are you, Corey? Like, one kid slipped in the survey on our Facebook page this morning of the foods that you'd love to have calorie-free.
See, now, I consider cotton candy to be like air, so I think of that as being no calories.
But I also think of it as something I may have every third year. Like, I mean, how often are we eating cotton candy?
Right.
I mean, once you're... And if you don't have kids, you're probably not. Maybe you are. I don't know. And if you have kids, after a while, like, my daughter's not picking cotton candy as the treat anymore, so I never have it.
I think I was a teenager probably the last time I had cotton candy.
Oh, well, then we got to get it in for everybody tomorrow.
I'm down.
I am fascinated by the cotton candy machine. I always have been.
Oh, yeah.
It is bizarre that hot spinning air, that little paper cone, a drop of flavoring, and just...
Sugar.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
What's the ingredients? Sugar. You're heating up and spinning sugar. Who came up with that?
I know.
Like, somebody came up with that. It had to have been an accident. Like, somebody was, like, using a hot air compressor or something and spilled sugar into it. Said, this is insane. It's shooting out.
Cotton.
It's spewing cotton. Yeah, right. You want to hear some crazy conspiracy theories?
Love them.
Since we've already talked about politics on the show today, all that's left are conspiracy theories and religious talk. So BuzzFeed had these, but these are like actual conspiracy theories.
Right.
The Kennedy family had Marilyn Monroe killed to prevent her from publicizing the details of her affair with JFK.
I've heard that one.
For years we've heard that one. This one I have not heard. Snapchat doesn't just scan your face to put one of those fun filters on. They also add your photos to the government's facial recognition database.
Hmm. That's horrifying and scary to think about. However, I think that could potentially be a new way to catch criminals.
See, I just assume they're already doing it and have been, so I don't get really weirded out by it. I just assume they know where I am. They've got all my stuff. Me, meaning all of us.
This would be the most amazing thing if ever true. A man found a way to enable cars to run off of water, but was assassinated before he could perfect the invention. Many believe he was killed so they'd continue to rely on fossil fuels.
See, and the fun about conspiracy theories is you need to hear them. So I'm going to Google that one because I want to hear it play out. Like, I know the Paul McCartney conspiracy theory, how the one that we know isn't the first one.
Oh, they say the same thing about Britney Spears.
Oh, really?
They say that Britney Spears has been an imposter. That's not really her.
Okay. But when I read all of the reasons that they came to that conclusion, mm-hmm. I bought into it for a little bit.
They're so convincing.
Yeah. I went, okay, that might not be Paul McCartney.
I feel like I'm really easy to persuade. So any mm-hmm. conspiracy theorist, I'm their target.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Listen, I'm telling you right now, as we have this conversation, there are people in their car on their way to work right now that are convinced we never landed on the moon.
I worked with a woman whose dad.
Believe that?
And still, yeah, believed it, still does.
Oh, nothing mm-hmm. infuriates me.
I know. It was a soundstage.
Oh, God, that is not the case. And people that really are uninformed often say, yeah. You know, the American flag, it'd be impossible for the flag to wave on the moon. There's no wind up there. Like, okay, well, the flag is on a pole. One right. goes this way, and the other pole goes this way. Right. That's why it's standing up. Oof.
Don't get heated about it.
Boy, oh boy. When you go after my NASA people,
mm-hmm.
Somebody thinks that one conspiracy theory is here that time doesn't exist. It's just something that the brain made up to keep order. How would that be? Like,
that one doesn't make sense to
time
me.
Doesn't
time
exist.
Doesn't
exist.
Time on a clock or time history?
Maybe.
I just feel like at what point did somebody say...
we're not going to believe in time, or we need to throw out time just so that, you know, people have order in their lives.
People have conspiracy theories about everything.
Well, time is based on the sundial.
Well, sure.
And the sundial
is... They can trace that back to the cave drawings.
Right.
This one I like, just because it'd be crazy if it was true. The Harry Potter books were actually written and created by a huge group of writers in a room, and J.K. Rowling is just a hired actress.
That's another one that I'd want to read. Okay, so what are all of your facts that... Because I'm open to
believe
that. Yeah, I'm open to it, but I need to, you know... There's always all the things that, like, going back to the Paul McCartney one, one of the things that stands out is the real Paul McCartney was dating a supermodel. Mm-hmm. The Paul McCartney impersonator was living in Canada and dating Linda Eastman, who would be Linda McCartney. And so, like, that's part of the conspiracy theory. Like, how did all of the sudden Paul McCartney meet this woman that just happened? You know what I mean? So there's all these little steps in the conspiracy theory that as you go along, mm-hmm. and you're like at step 18, you're like, okay, well, for sure then, that happened.
Do you remember the first time you heard the theory that a boy that died shows up in the movie Three Men and a Baby, and you rented the VHS to see if you could see it, and when you saw it, you freaked out? Did you ever hear that one?
No, I saw that movie.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, there's a theory that in the movie, where don't look it up, Chelsea.
Right.
Oh, you wreck it. One time I'm looking something up, you're Mrs. Fast on the keys.
Oh, well, I think it's so funny because if I wasn't typing, you'd be like, oh, are we not researching things today? I thought that you were a producer.
You are correct about that. Yeah, so the theory is that on the set where they were filming Three Men and a Baby, there's the ghost of a kid in the window. And when this came out, now that movie, I don't know if it was in the 90s or when, I remember renting the movie with my friends.
Right.
And we were like, we're going to see it, we're going to find it. And we saw it. I'm telling you, everybody screamed. When it happened. Wait a minute. Let me see.
Okay.
You gotta look at the window.
All right.
See?
Oh, wow.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Did you, Chels?
No.
Look in the window right over here.
Look!
Oh, right. Isn't that so creepy?
That's not a ghost.
So is that planted? They had to that they did that on purpose.
No. But they're saying that it is actually a cardboard cutout.
Wow.
It was a cardboard cutout.
That is crazy.
I think it was a cardboard cutout of Ted Danson.
That's freaky.
But for years, people thought, like, that's a ghost. And it did. I mean, and on VHS tape, it's so grainy, you can never tell.
And that reminds me of the Poltergeist conspiracy theories.
Oh.
How that movie caused all those people to die.
Well,
they did.
That's true. All right.
Jay Towers in the morning. 80s till now all day.
100.3 WNIC.
What does your favorite candle scent say about you? I feel like that's such a holiday thing, but a lot of people love candles.
All the time, all year round, and I've been excited to hear this because I have a specific scent.
All right, let me give you at least these choices.
Okay.
So, Allison, for you, would you choose between these? Rose, lemon, cedar, vanilla, sandalwood, or lavender?
Well, my favorite scent did not make the list. My absolute favorite scent is sand/the beach.
That's right.
But from this, I would pick vanilla. That's definitely a favorite of mine.
All right, something else in there. Chelsea, what about you? Rose, lemon, cedar, vanilla, sandalwood, lavender.
I would pick vanilla as well.
Both of you pick vanilla?
I'm a food person. I like, you know, the coffee scents, the pumpkin, the apple pie.
Yeah.
And I buy like, I use vanilla in like lotions and like body scrubs. Vanilla is my go-to scent.
Yeah.
But I do not fit that definition.
A vanilla?
Mm-mm.
Did you read it already?
I read some of it, yeah.
If you love vanilla, you're a traditionalist with a classy style.
Not a traditionalist.
You always give the perfect gift.
Don't.
Serve the perfect dinner at parties.
Don't.
Wear the perfect outfit to any affair.
Oh, so don't.
This is, nothing could be more opposite for both of you.
Yeah.
I always have great intentions behind things and think I'm going to get gifts, you know, way ahead of time or plan this perfect party, and I never do.
Yeah.
By the way, none of these are any of us, as I read through, like the lemon one. You're all about clutter-free, clean space. No. If you love the smell of rose, that says you're romantic. That, not necessarily. Mm-mm. Lavender.
I think that's it.
You'd much rather curl up with a good book. Like, who gets lavender as a scent on purpose?
Yeah, I haven't read a book since I was required to read a book.
You know what?
Did you ever read your own book?
I did read my own book when I wrote it.
For spelling check or just because you were interested in your own story?
No, I liked it. I did like it, but I read it for spelling.
I read your book before you started working with us.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what the heck I was in for.
Probably not a bad idea.
I said, all right, I will not cross this woman.
Note to self, don't tick her off.
Don't tick her off. And she loves cats. I guess 54% of people say they don't like answering when someone rings their doorbell. Who does? Who, like, gets up off the couch with great excitement when they hear the doorbell ring?
Unless I'm expecting somebody, I'll ignore it sometimes.
Or if you're expecting a package that you've been waiting on.
Most of the time, packages aren't even... they just leave them.
They just leave them.
At my garage door. They only ring if they need a signature, right?
I believe so. My sister is moving into a new house, and they got this portable doorbells. You can, like, take it off and move it and stuff. Oh my gosh, they were being so annoying with it over the weekend, trying to figure out what tone they wanted. Because it's not just your standard ding-dong anymore. There's, like, 12 options.
I like that thing that they sell. Have you seen it? It's a doorbell. It attaches to the door or attaches next to it. It's got a camera on it.
That's what this is.
Oh, and you can answer the door and see who it is on your phone from anywhere.
Oh! Yep.
So, you know, I like it because you can, you can do this. And you can go,
hi, just leave the package at the door.
And you could be like in Florida.
Right!
That's great, right?
Right!
Or you could do like, I'm sorry, they're not home right now. I'm just watching the house.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Are you sure that if you're out of town, you're still able to... Talk to it?
When they hit the doorbell, your phone rings just like FaceTime.
That is so funny.
Right. So you could see, like, if Chelsea was coming over to, drop something off, I just wouldn't answer at all.
I would just go away.
I would sit there looking at her, watching her face. If it was Allison, I'd open the door right away.
Would you?
Yeah.
You're so mean to me.
Chelsea's out there.
I am.
I know you're in there.
I know you're there.
I can see you.
Jake Towers in the Morning on Demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Kobe Bryant's legacy is going to live on in the form of media, clothes, trading cards, and more, with Vanessa Bryant filing the trademark KB24 to create a sports and entertainment empire surrounding her late husband's name. She submitted the documents earlier this month to lock in the trademark for digital collectible items, websites, training camps, broadcasting platforms, podcasts. The list goes on and on. Kobe Inc., the Lakers Legends company, is listed as the applicant of the filing, with Vanessa signing off as the president.
Yeah, that makes sense. You would think she wouldn't even need to do all of that, that she would just be, but...
Right, that it'd already be covered.
But we know from that Bob Ross documentary that the family doesn't necessarily get the benefits of their loved one's work.
I still think of that documentary, and it makes me mad. I saw a Bob Ross mug the other day and was like, I will not buy that. Kate Beckinsale revealed the cause for her ER visit last month. So she threw her back out. We did know that. But she did it while trying to put on a pair of leggings in her hotel room. She says she's much better now.
Oh, that's so funny.
And she's just like us.
I know, but you know what? You can throw your back out for the craziest reasons. I threw my back out once opening those doors to our radio studios are heavy.
Uh-huh.
And I opened the door, I just didn't open it the right way. And my back, I couldn't fly. I couldn't get on a plane. I was supposed to go to a wedding. Oh, just from opening a door.
Imagine having to tell the bride and groom that.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
Like, please believe me. Meghan McCain says The View was a toxic environment where she felt ganged up on for being the only Republican. The thing that finally convinced her to leave was when she returned from maternity leave and Joy Behar made a nasty comment about not missing her. And finally, Adele's choice for her last meal ever, I love these questions, is McDonald's. She likes to get chicken McNuggets, a Big Mac, and fries, and says she eats it at least once a week.
Oh, I
That I do miss burgers from not eating meat. Like, I think about Big Macs sometimes.
So good.
I used to love those.
TV Tonight, The Masked Singer and the one-hour special superstar Robin Williams.
73% of British people think they're very knowledgeable about foreign foods. But then the results that came out of when they were tested shows they really don't know a whole lot about foreign foods. Like an enchilada. Most people knew that one, but 6% thought it was an animal found in the jungles of South America, Allison. Here comes the elusive enchilada.
Do you think they were thinking of like chinchilla or chihuahua?
Of course. I mean, I would think so. Well, I don't know.
I've known what an enchilada was since I was born.
Well, sadly, I'm in the club with you.
Since I was born.
Yeah. Ramen noodle.
Yeah.
20, or my mother would say, Raymond. 24% of people said it was the name of a religious festival. The Ramen Festival.
So they're thinking of Ramadan.
Right.
That is so bizarre because ramen noodles are a staple.
I guess not in Britain.
I thought about buying some just last night when I was at the grocery store. I was walking down that aisle and I was like, I haven't had ramen in a long time.
It's funny as you get older. I'm sorry. It's funny as you get older how the sodium plays into your brain where it doesn't when you're younger. Like
Warren ruined it for me when I was younger. I was still eating ramen when we dated. And even then, you know, at 20, he was using half the packet. And I was like, I was using 2 packets. I was like, ooh. What are you? I'm not scared of salt.
Yeah.
He's such a fun sucker.
He really is.
Got to ask, though, what do you prefer, beef or chicken?
Chicken.
Oh, that's a good question.
Love chicken. Yeah, beef's chicken good.
I got to tell you, they do a spicy shrimp ramen. I don't know if those shrimps are real or not. They just look like small curls of more ramen, but I enjoy them.
I think chicken all the way.
Tom Yang Goong?
This one, I like to say I'm up on my Thai food, but
I don't know what that is.
I don't know that one, so.
It's a type of soup in Thailand. 12% thought it was a form of martial arts. I would have been there.
Yeah.
I would have agreed.
I don't get adventurous at the Thai restaurant, though. I like keep it. There's like 4 dishes I get, so.
Here's one I never get and I love, but I never think to get it, is falafel. I love falafel.
I love falafel, too.
But when was the last time you're like, hey, I'm going to run to Kroger, get some falafel, and I'll be back? You don't.
No, it's been a couple years, and it's only because I was there.
I feel like that's when you need to make sure that you're going to the correct restaurant.
Well, sure.
You know, that you're...
Sure.
Otherwise, you're kind of wasting your time.
Like, what's a place over here that we go to sometimes?
Oh, Tabbouleh.
Tabbouleh. They have the falafel. Delicious.
Yes. They have the best hummus, too.
5% of people, by the way, over in Great Britain thought falafel was a Russian poet.
That's valid.
There was also one American food on the list. It was gumbo, and the most common incorrect answer was Dumbo's brother.
That's ridiculous.
That is not it. Dumbo's brother was gumbo.
That's ridiculous.
Unbelievable. There's a woman named Amanda Burnett from Indianapolis. She goes on a date with a guy this month, and then when she's done, she ghosts him. Like, she never texts him back or talks to him anymore. So last week, she gets something in the mail. It was an invoice for the date. He charged her $10 for the Moscow Mule.
Which, by the way,
What is that?
I don't understand that drink.
What is it?
Oh, it's actually really, really good.
I've tried it. Is it because of the copper cup it comes in? Is that why people love it?
What is it, though?
It's made with vodka, spicy ginger beer, and lime.
It's weird, and it comes in a specific little mug.
Copper mug.
Never had one.
They're really, really good, but
Well, he charged her $10 for that, $10 for a beer, $14.50 for the pulled pork tacos. By the way, I don't know on a date, first date, if I'm eating pulled pork tacos.
Yeah.
Too messy.
It's a lot in your mouth and chunks. And,
things falling.
Yeah, I think you need something that's more bite-sized, right?
Good chance something could get stuck in your tooth.
Right.
Yeah.
$1.99 processing fee, $2.56 for tax, $0.47 for shipping and handling, for the grand total of $39.52. She thought it was ridiculous, so she tweeted a picture of the invoice. That started going viral. And the next day, the guy texted her a follow-up. He said that he sent it to a collection agency if she didn't pay. She since then deleted the tweet. and set her account to private because people have been going after her.
It sucks if you're ghosted and no one wants that. You'd rather be, you know, told like, hey, I don't think this is going to work out, but you don't send an invoice.
I do think it's rude when people can't give you a follow-up as to why we're not going to be doing this again.
Right.
But then he goes and proves why she's not going to do it, be seeing him again. By the invoice, okay, maybe, but then threatening to send it to a collection agency? I mean, clearly this is not a stable person.
But can I just say there's one other part to this? Couldn't it be that this guy, we live in a world now where going viral is everything to some people. The selfie is everything. Mm-hmm. Going viral is everything. Making a name for yourself. I mean, this is the equivalent now. Going viral is the equivalent to going to Hollywood.
Yeah, no, that's so true.
And it does make careers sometimes.
If he got all this attention from doing this stunt, which is a stunt, he's not really looking to bill this girl. I mean, there's one or the other. He's either crazy or he's looking to be a star.
By the way, I'm very knowledgeable in the law. As you all know.
She's practically a lawyer.
I'm practically a lawyer. You wouldn't get refunded for all of that. He voluntarily paid for that date.
Of course.
There was no written agreement in advance, so.
See, you should be a judge.
If it weren't for all that schooling.
You should be Judge Allison. Yeah, but if you were a TV judge and like, and they ran that disclaimer that said like, Allison Martinick is not really a judge.
But she likes to hand out justice.
So the, what do they call when they come into the courtroom? The litigants?
Litigants.
The litigants have decided, have waived their rights to a real judge.
To have their cases settled here.
Right. That's right. If they sign off on it and your word is word, that's it. You don't have to be a real judge.
You're right. You don't.
I'm calling Bond Evans.
I really like this. I'm
telling her she's got competition.
Please, let's get this in the works.
I swear that's a show I would watch.
Oh my
god! Oh my god, Judge Allison, I'd watch it.
I picture her like sitting on a throne with like a crown on, and her
she's ready to rule.
Yeah,
I really like that.
She's ready to big scepter.
Yes, the scepter. That's what I was trying to think of.
But it'd be a Coke scepter. So at the top would be an icy Coke.
With a straw.
That's right.
That right now.
She's ready to rule. Oh my god, I love it. As a matter of fact, I may financially back it.
Seriously. Okay.
I may back it and take I may Ryan Seacrest it. And yeah. I'll be responsible for it and get most of the money. While using Allison's star.
Jay Towers in the morning
on iHeartRadio.
Did your teacher lie to you back in the day? There's a discussion going on online about the things the teacher told us that may perhaps not totally be true.
Okay.
Like the bad things that you do were going to go on your permanent record. And they say, yeah. I mean, do you guys remember back in school when you were in like elementary school? You remember you had a folder. Mm-hmm. It was in the front office.
Right.
Sometimes there are times of the year where maybe you'd meet with a counselor. They'd get that folder. It was fascinating because it was all about you and you couldn't read it.
Right, and you wanted to get your hands on it.
Like, what are you?
What's in that?
What are you saying about me in that folder over there?
Right. What are you writing down over there?
And then when you're in like sixth grade, you're like, that folder is beat up since it started when I was in first grade. So
right.
What happened between year three and four? Like, you want to know what's in the folder.
I picture you somehow locking the counselor out of the office so you can, like, take a little sneak peek first and, like,
yeah. How'd that door get locked? Weird.
Yeah, I feel like they find me.
Jason, we're going to need you to open the door.
Yeah, I lock myself in with it.
I don't know about the lying thing, but I'm the last generation, people around my age, give or take 5 years, where teachers could actually physically hit you.
Really?
Isn't that mind-blowing?
My mom went to Catholic school, and she would tell me about the nurses. I mean, not the nurses. The nuns. The nuns.
For sure, Catholic school, but public school. Public school. Slap on the hand with the ruler. Slap on the butt with the ruler. I had teachers pulling you out of your desks by your arms. One of the guys in my 10th grade class, the English teacher, grabbed him out of the chair and pinned him up on the wall.
Ooh,
like, God. I know, it was brutal. It was Game of Thrones back then.
Sometimes I think you and I are the exact same age, and other times I think you're a time traveler. let me tell you the last time I did this, like, I can't tell you. I mean, how about writing cursive?
Oh, they don't even teach it anymore.
I don't think, do they?
No, they don't. So.
It depends on the school, because I have asked certain teachers, like, do you guys still teach cursive? And some of them say yes, and some of them say no. It's definitely not a priority like it was back when we were in school.
Yeah.
Which is too bad, because I think that's a great...
Remember that crazy line paper where you had to write like 10
yeah.
L's? And 10, I mean, it was always the worst assignment. And your last letter after you wrote it 10 times was always awful.
Right.
Didn't get better.
You're lucky that you have a J, though. That's a fun one to write in cursive.
Well, and now kids don't even have to learn how to spell correctly because spell check will get it for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even...
My computer, I spell words wrong so many times that my computer starts to believe that my incorrect spelling is correct.
Oh no.
And right. auto corrects the correct spelling to the incorrect.
Right.
And I trust the computer, and then I gotta call Apple and they tell me to do a reset because I spell things wrong so often.
My gosh.
Who's that happen to?
Oh, that's so Jeez. Funny.
You have to learn how to do math because you won't always be in a situation where you have a calculator.
Yeah, it's like
back happen. In the day, the teachers may have been wrong on that one because now the calculator is everywhere
on
your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just like we talked about yesterday when we were naming off all those jobs that you could get and make really good salaries without degrees at all, without even going to college. But I still do think if you have Harvard or Princeton or Notre Dame or University of Michigan on your resume, I still think that does probably give you a leg up.
I would think it does, but then on the other hand, when you see that and you see Harvard, do you think, I can't afford you? Like, is it, do you
hit that too?
Like, we're probably too smart for this job. I'm sorry.
Overqualified.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
One of the things that I remember from school, from like third until fifth grade, they made us write when we had a piece of notebook paper in the top right corner. We had to write our name and like six different things that went under it. Your teacher, your classroom, the date. And they said, you will do this all the way through high school and college.
Never happened.
Fifth grade was the last year that I did that. And we had to spend so much time writing. And we would get points off if we did not have that little corner section filled out properly.
Sounds like your fifth grade teacher was a little...
Mrs. Allman.
We were wondering why you turned your timesheet in with all that information in the upper right-hand corner. These are insanely creepy movie facts you didn't know. You ready for this? The corpses in the rainy poltergeist pool scene...
Right.
Were actually real skeletons.
No.
Allegedly, it was cheaper than fabricating fake ones.
So where'd they get them from? Like med students? Medical?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It says that the actress who starred in the scene, Jo Beth Williams, wasn't told until they were done shooting. But can I just tell you? That scene is totally disturbed me in life. It wasn't that stupid tree at the beginning that was trying to poke its head in.
No.
The bodies, they were buried under the pool.
And now that you know that?
That's even creepier.
What kind of psychological damage do you think that did to her when you find out after the fact that those are real?
I think, it's got to bother you because if you're an actor or an actress, you're used to, like, pretending.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's one thing to be pretending that, there's dead bodies in here. Then to know you were really in the water with them, that's creepy. I can't imagine Steven Spielberg did Poltergeist. I can't imagine he would do that to them.
And depends how long they were corpses, but I wonder if the families of the corpses knew.
They must have been donated to science,
they
right?
Had to yes, be. Yes, yes.
Here's another one. Multiple actors from the Poltergeist movies died tragically either during or after filming.
It's called the Poltergeist Curse.
The older sister in the first movie was murdered right after it first premiered. Two others died, along with the little girl who played Carol Ann.
Carol Ann died,
12 years old from cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Remember that? Also on here, in The Candyman, which I've never seen, Tony Todd had his mouth filled with real bees. The only thing that kept him from crawling down his throat was some sort of mouth guard.
Oh, my gosh.
He ended up getting stung several times in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm cringing just thinking about that.
Here's one I bet you guys didn't know. This is so creepy. I didn't know this. The actor who played a radiologist's assistant in The Exorcist was later a convicted murderer who dismembered and killed six men in the late 70s. Did you know that?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
But I just hear this music. All I have to do is hear this music and I get chills.
Yeah, so creeped out.
This is the movie.
For her?
No, for me.
Oh, if I was no. Say if we're gonna scare.
I mean,
somebody.
I'll watch it. Yeah, I'll watch it. I've gotten past it, but because if you grew up Catholic.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's for that stuff happens.
Yeah,
that happens to you.
How about this one? While on the set of The Exorcist, the director told the prop man to randomly fire shotgun blanks to get more authentic reactions from the actors. Imagine you're acting in the scene and somebody fires off a shotgun.
And no, they weren't blanks. Mm-mm.
Oh, I think they were blanks.
Okay, good.
But they're loud.
I saw a Bruce Lee thing coming.
And finally, when filming the 2005 version of the Amityville Horror, a dead body was found floating in the water near the set. Ugh, talk about being doomed.
Wow.
There you go.
This is why I never act in a scary film.
This is why you can't watch a scary film.
Exorcist, you can't ever see.
No.
But I will give you like $300 if you watch it. I have to sell some chairs, but I'll come up with it.
I'll match your $300.
Okay.
I'll make it $600.
That's $600 if you watch The Exorcist.
Done. I'd like the money up front, though.
You want it in advance?
I want it as we're walking into the theater, and I also need one of you to buy my bucket of popcorn, and I'll go see it for $600.
Oh, that's $670 if we're paying for popcorn.
I've told you guys this before, and I tried to prove it to you yesterday, and I was real nervous about sending you the picture, because I just like, that's so gross.
Really, you were just sending it to me and her. You shouldn't be nervous sending her.
Not that I think, like, oh, I got this terrible picture from Jay. I was just more like, I don't know, that's gross. But I wanted to really...
it was gross.
How many times since I've known you guys have I said, I got to tell you, I don't know what goes on. We're such a nice building. I don't know what guys do in the men's room.
Right.
At our building. It's so horrible.
Well, and it's the smell that you're usually talking about.
Right.
Like somebody died.
Right, right.
Right.
And there's nothing worse than you go in there for a quick visit. And no one's in there, but it smells horrific. And as you walk out,
someone comes in and thinks
people
it was
think,
you. Right.
I see you washing your hands, and it's awful in here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because you want to be stuck in the bathroom when they come in, so that you can be like, "What is this smell?" So that they know that it's not you.
Or walk in with them at the same time, so you can go, "Oh, what's that?"
Right.
So yesterday, I walked into the men's room, and I was like, somebody was standing at the stall where you stand and go to the bathroom. So then there's two rooms that you can go in, the little rooms with the doors. I walked into the first room and I looked at the toilet and I went, this is the nastiest thing I've ever seen.
And they're cleaned daily.
They're cleaned daily. Right.
Poor Gina.
And here's, because we're not supposed to describe things like this, so I won't. Mm-hmm. I'll just say this so you understand. Like, flushing the toilet wouldn't have helped this situation.
No, it would not.
Flushing, like, it's not like, oh, somebody didn't flush. It wasn't that.
It wasn't in the bowl.
That's right. That's right.
Ew.
So I took the picture, and you want to read the text? Anybody want to read it? I can read it. Allison, you just...
I want you both to brace for this. Look at it once and delete it. And let it serve as a reminder that I don't embellish how awful the men's room at iHeart is.
And there's the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Chelsea had to go right for the kill and ask that question, which we won't read.
Well, I just don't understand how it actually happened the way that it did.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Because it's horrible. I just can't wrap my brain around, first of all, how someone left it like that.
Well, that means that somebody, I don't know, I don't think this is being descriptive.
Hmm.
That means somebody wasn't necessarily thorough. Clean.
To start.
Right? Yeah.
That's exactly right, because I'm thinking it is impossible. The sequence is wrong.
You could, right. Yeah.
It's
out of order.
That's right. Can I read a portion of your message?
Yes.
I'm going to read a portion. I'm going to redact some of Allison's message back in the group message. She said, OMG, I just laughed so hard that had I still had staples, they would have burst. That is clearly an incredibly unhygienic person, putting it nicely. And then she went on to comment on the earlier comment I made, and that was it.
I mean, we always try to debate who it could possibly be. And I honestly cannot think of one person in the building that I could pinpoint as doing something like that, because everyone in the building seems clean.
Short of Paul Bunyan joining the staff, something's not right.
Because if we ever do find out who that person is, like, honestly, that says something about you.
Yeah.
And it means you don't have running water in your house.
Boy. Start a GoFundMe for you.
That I would. I'd gladly contribute.
Right.
I always tell you guys that I like, and Allison, I think you said you do too, it's fun to do a little like holiday shopping at a drugstore last minute just to see what you can find.
Absolutely.
So these are the things you're not supposed to buy at a drugstore.
Okay.
Toilet paper, unless it's an emergency. Experts stress that it's always cheaper to buy toilet paper in bulk.
Yeah, because I have run and gotten a roll and it's like $2.
Is it really?
Yeah.
A roll of toilet paper?
When you have to run into a gas station or a party store or a convenience store, it's convenient because you can run in and out, mm-hmm. but the prices aren't always convenient. I've bought a jug of detergent for $6.
Yeah.
Like a little one.
It's crazy.
That'll last you one load.
Exactly.
Diapers. They, again, unless it's an emergency. Experts say Amazon is now the place to buy diapers.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Amazon is taking over.
With a Prime membership, you can get the price down to about 14 cents per diaper.
That's awesome.
That's like Mario has to have special dog food because he's the biggest pain in the butt dog on the planet. But his dog food comes from Chewy.com.
Yeah.
And it arrives every month.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
just shows up at the garage door. But I mean, if, you know, you had to go into like a pet supply store or something, it'd be way more.
Right.
This is the part I don't get. Cards. Experts say stock up on cards at shops like TJ Maxx, where you can get designer cards for under $2 instead of a whopping $5 at a drugstore.
Right. I actually have a card drawer at home, so I can just pull out a card. Like Warren needed one for his mom yesterday, and I just went to the card drawer and I pulled it out. I've got a stack of Halloween cards. I was like, who sends out Halloween cards? Why do I have
these?
Do you?
Yeah.
So I've got things. I mean, I have. It's kind of nice, you know, just buy them when you don't need them and keep them around.
How is your notebook of cards going, Chelsea? It was a big story we did on the show over a year ago.
Notebook of cards.
Yeah, it's a book that came and you put greeting cards in for every month for birthdays, kind of like a trapper keeper planner of greeting cards for a person that I don't know how many cards you send.
It is honestly one of the things that brings me most joy.
See, Allison has the drawer.
Yeah.
I have the, you know.
It's nice to be organized.
The Jay Towers in the Morning card that I use for everything.
Or the roll up to CBS at 4 a.m. to get a last minute card.
Right. They say don't get vitamins at drugstores. And pain relievers like Advil and Aleve, they say you can get them for much less online. Jeez, I don't know if I've ever gone on Amazon and bought like Bear or any of those things
like that.
You think of the drugstore for medicine.
Right.
Over-the-counter medicine. So there you go.